CBS News has learned the U.S. and Russia are still communicating with each other in the fight against ISIS. At least 6,000 U.S. troops are on the ground in Syria and Iraq. Today, Holly Williams met their commanding general.
Carved out of the desert in northern Syria, a dirt airstrip for the U.S. military and storage space for over 100 tons of munitions. This is an American logistics hub for the fight to retake Raqqa, the so-called ISIS capital, which began almost a month ago. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend is the commander of the US-led coalition to fight ISIS.
Hi, Holly, it's good to see you again.
And came straight from a Ford command post near Raqqa.
I think we're in actually the first 25 or 30% of the campaign for Raqqa. We're just getting started good in Raqqa.
As U.S.-backed fighters close in on ISIS from the north, they've also clashed with Syrian regime forces, which are backed by Russia. It's led to fears that the U.S. and Russia could be drawn into a direct conflict. But the general downplayed that risk.
We've worked out a deconfliction line with the Russians and the regime, and they seem content to let us work on the Raqqa problem. And we've drawn a line. They're happy to work on their side of it, and we'll work on our side of it.
General Townsend promoted a young officer to first lieutenant today.
In the Army of the United States.
We solemnly reaffirm.
And he acknowledged to us that U.S. troops won't be leaving this country anytime soon.
I think U.S. troops will start leaving Syria when ISIS is defeated.
But ISIS will surely turn into an insurgency when they've lost all of their territory.
Yeah, I think that's the next stage of ISIS. We call that ISIS 2.0, an insurgency, rural. So I think we'll still be here dealing with that problem set for a while.